Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Sarah Goodman is a medical missionary with BIMI serving down in the Amazon River Basin in Brazil. And she says, I'm so excited to share what God has done through our first two Amazon medical evangelism trips this year. Thank you for your continued prayers and support that make it possible to bring both the medical care and the gospel to remote communities throughout the Amazonian regions of South America. Although I was unable to personally attend our first trip back in June to the Tres Fronteras region due to my school responsibilities, I was thankful to help with trip preparations, including our newly released team education and preparation app. Now, during this first trip, our team cared for 594 patients, with each receiving a personal one-on-one gospel presentation. And we praise the Lord that 82 people trusted Christ, with several following the Lord in baptism in the Amazon River soon afterward. Now, I've got to pause here just to say, we have teams like this going into that area every year, and you could be a part of that. Go to our website, BIMI.org, and check out our Connect trips. And Sarah, of course, works there permanently, but it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to get to help people physically and also spiritually. Now, Sarah says, most recently, I was blessed to personally join our team in the remote state of Beni, Bolivia, one of the poorest and least evangelized regions of the country. We partnered with BIMI missionary Ernesto Salvatierra and his family to support their two-year-old church plant, Liberty Baptist Church, in the small remote town of Magdalena. Let me just pause there again because I want you to understand. Everything we do in missions, whether it be in South America or any other place in the world, is geared toward bringing people to faith in Christ and planting a church that can go on even if the missionaries were not there. So let me come back now to Sarah's commentary. She says, over the course of our clinic, an astounding 993 patients came through the church property, with 54 of them trusting Christ as their Savior. With Magdalena having a population of only around 11,000, the response from the community was incredible. Many patients arrived hours before the clinics opened, and some even camped outside the church property to ensure that they would receive care. After several long days of travel by both plane and bus to reach this remote town, seeing the community's response was both humbling and a wonderful reminder that the journey was well worth the effort. Although many have no idea on this small community's existence, God truly loves and is working in this region. And we were especially encouraged this Sunday following the clinics when 111 new visitors attended Pastor Ernesto's church, which normally averages around 65 people. The church was packed, and the children's ministry in particular was overflowing with children and with excitement. Well, it's exciting to hear what God's doing around the world. And you think about these teams helping medically and spiritually going up into Brazil and Bolivia and Peru and the countries all on the sides of the great Amazon River, and people having the privilege of hearing the gospel of Christ.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.